what evil lurks in the hearts of men. The Shadow Knows.
The Shadow Knows. That's the catchphrase of the popular 1930s radio show, The Shadow. The Shadow was a private investigator in Sherlock Holmes fashion. The Shadow knows because the Shadow is going to figure it all out, and all by the end of the allotted 30 minutes. It would be nice to have a friend like the Shadow. He sees things we don't see and figures out the end result with great confidence. Ah, the end result. If we just knew we were on the right track on an issue, will our great efforts and commitment of resources reach the conclusion we seek? In real life, the Shadow is not all-knowing, with a going-to-figure-it-all-out attitude. In fact, he is quite the opposite. He makes us doubt and have less confidence in our chosen course of action. Did we make the wrong decision? Should we have gone in another direction? Most every idea worth having has this moment, and likely a number of them. T.S. Eliot said it well. Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow. This shadow is generally not our friend. We question the very soundness of a hard, hammered-out decision as if it was cavalierly conceived and implemented. We question the judgment of thoughtful decision-makers, and we dismiss the collective wisdom of their experience. Anyone who has ever attended a meeting of the leadership of one's body of faith is familiar with this thinking. And the reasons? Generally, the familiar ones of all approaches that attempt to travel a slightly different path than the ones traveled before. The journey to the desired destination is taking longer than we want it to take. It is the age-old question that shadows us from cradle to grave. Are we there yet? When will we get there? A recent trip to the beach with my 5-year-old and 2-year-old grandchildren remind me of the more considered answer to this enduring question. If you are attempting a project of progressive change, you need to know that there is no such thing as sudden progress. Do not expect to find what does not exist. And regarding our acquaintance, the Shadow, do not be afraid to tweak your plan and modify your course if you have given it a fair time to develop. There are no straight lines to any successful endeavor. But do not throw out your plan because you have some doubts along the way. The Shadow has been along for the ride of every trip down a new path of my life, and I suspect yours too. But we cannot be held hostage by our doubts. What I've learned about life on the way to the courthouse is this. Every new direction should be well conceived and thoughtfully considered, but do not question its fundamentals at the first storm. And do not expect to get there by the end of the segment's allotted 30 minutes. My gracious, neither the Pilgrims nor anyone else would have ever gotten here with that kind of short-term thinking. Does the Shadow know? You tell me. I say, not the real Shadow. Trust your instincts that have gotten you this far. You know more than you think you do.